Hello, this is Magdalena Portman, and today I would like to talk about being bothered. Last week I spoke about stress, and stress is really just a stronger version of being bothered. So it's very useful to ask yourself what bothers you, what you are bothered about. What kinds of things, what kinds of situations? It's a useful exercise for two reasons. First of all, it's quite interesting to see what kind of things and situations do bother you. And secondly, it's quite interesting to observe what happens to you when you are thinking of these things and these situations. There is loads of things that we can be bothered about. The noise of the machine that is digging up the road outside, running out of milk after the shops have closed, a letter from the taxman, the dishes that need to be washed up, the weather, the train being late, loads of things. Have a good look at these things. Or what is doing the bothering? Is it the machine down the road? The milk running out? The train? The letter? These are just things. They don't do anything at all. They have absolutely no intention of bothering us. It is us who are doing the bothering. But how? How? Have a look and see what happens when you think of one of these things. Think, for instance, of the train being late. You get annoyed. You worry that it might not come. You worry that this might make you late at the other end. You are thinking ahead. You are thinking of something that might not even happen. You fear that this might spoil the day. You start to get tense with a worry and with a fear. Your breathing changes, you get agitated, your back and shoulders get tense, and your neck stiffens, and your jaw gets quite rigid. This is your response to the situation. It is something you do. It's something you do without even noticing. It's habit. But once you are aware of what it is you are doing, you can give yourself a moment. A moment to stop. And in that moment, you can give yourself time to ask, am I stiffening my neck? Am I breathing or not? Am I balanced on my feet? Am I stiffening my shoulders, my jaw? Am I getting agitated? In that moment, you can make a choice. You can choose not to stiffen your neck, not to tighten your shoulders, not to stop your breathing. You can still acknowledge the fact that you're fearful and worried, but do it without stiffening your shoulders, without tightening your neck, without interfering with your breathing. You might not get rid of the irritation, you might not get rid of the worry, but without stiffening, without this tightening and tensing up, the worries and the fear and the weather, the letter from the taxman, the train being late, other people and noises will have much, much less of a hold over you. They won't pull you off balance quite so much. They won't do so much damage. So just next time you're annoyed about something, stop, ask those questions, breathe, stand on your feet, don't stiffen your neck, don't stiffen your shoulders, don't stiffen your tongue, soften your jaw, and then carry on, and you will do yourself much, much less harm.